flies by so quickly with this show. So we're here again to do instantaneous healings with everybody. And what I'd like you to do now is go to my show, which is Creation Lightship Healing. And it's tonight, which would be Saturday, or any night would work also. And just click on it and scroll down. And if you wish to communicate with us on the fast chat, that's the very last sentence beneath the blinking flower. And just click on that. It'll come up on the left side of your monitor. And then you want to minimize that. And then scroll down just a little bit further so you can have this beautiful light beam in front of you. And then just to maximize, you know, click on the bottom of your screen so that you have the fast chat up. And that's what I have right now in front of me. So we'll see if Sylvia is there. Are you there, Sylvia?
I am here. Welcome, everyone. It's great to be here. And we have a wonderful show in store for you tonight. And for those of you that might be new to our program, basically, throughout the hour, there are live healings all throughout the hour. So it's not just talking about spirituality, but Ron will actually take you through beautiful healings. So just sit back, relax, enjoy the hour. If you can, turn off the phone, the cell phone, and just be prepared for a beautiful healing session tonight.
Okay, so what we'll first do is Tea releases for everybody. That seems to be people's favorites here. So this will get you more into your body. The New Age terminology, you know, would be soul retrieval. So, again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And most people will feel energy leave their body a little bit here. At times, physical aches and pains can also leave instantly. So we're just doing some clearing right now. And we're releasing these entities from you. And if you're new on the show, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they don't have any way to get energy. And so their whole life force energy is needed from you, and they connect to your physical body through your spirit energy to give their life force. So what they can do is cause physical pains in your body because they'll bring forth their programming of their whole lifetime that they lived on this planet in a body, and they can bring that to you into your consciousness. And also what they can also do is bring in their friends, and they can give you addictions and make you have an addiction, or if you already have an addiction, make it even worse. So it's not good to have entities, but they are still loving beings, although they may not appear that way to you. So they do come to you, in a sense, to get released, but we don't always do that or know that. And you can also, interestingly enough, invoke these beings to you. You know, think of how many times you go, oh, God, you know, I have a problem. What can I do? I need some help. Well, what's going to come to you? It'll be an entity that's in the name of God. You'll just use God's name. Or you go, oh, Jesus, help me. Well, right away, you have all these Spanish people or Mexicans in Mexico whose name is Jesus, in a sense, and they'll come to you. And, you know, this is how people get false channelings, too, by not knowing what they're connecting with. But remember, once you call the entity to you and they like your body, they kind of snuggle in there. Have you ever asked them to leave? Have you ever asked for help with something and then released the energy? Probably not. Most people don't do that. They don't think about that. And so all of a sudden, this thing is with you for your whole lifetime because it thinks that you want it with it. And it just loves being with you because it's getting your life force energy. So in a sense, you're being quartered by these energies. And like I said before, they could be have addictions that, you know, you're expressing now through them. And they may just love working with you because, remember, now they have a body to be with, to be in and be with. So we're releasing them right now. There's quite a few going. What you might sense or feel in your body is tingles. You might feel warmth happening as they leave you. And we got quite a few of these out right now. So my intent is to have everybody at least half in their body during this process here. So we're going to call back your spirit. And there's all different fragments of it out there. Could be millions. We're bringing these energies back to you, whatever we can get to come back. And we're releasing out of your spirit the traumas that the emotional body imprinted on your spiritual body. This actually wounds it. And at this point, we're doing this right now. So we're ready to bring them back into you again here. And here we go. I'll count to 10 here as these energies come into you. And your spirit's completely healed. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. We'll do another entity release here. Remember, your body can only hold so much energy. And so it's like a glass of water. If it's completely filled, you can't put any more into it. So we're taking out the entities to allow more spirit energy to come into your body. So here we go. Cleaning out more entities. And if anybody would like to comment on fast chat, maybe if they feel their body going through a healing process, you may want to do that. It'd be very interesting to see how people are responding out there and what it feels like to be more in your body. So here we go. Going to bring back more of your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, take away some more entities here. There we go. We have a comment here from Larry. Should we connect to our higher self? Well, it depends what that definition is, okay? The higher self could be a higher consciousness of you. I always tell people to connect to their spirit and their heart. That's where you want to go to. So anything outside of yourself, which could be your higher self, may not actually be that. Remember, your spirit is your gateway to everything, so always go there first. And you need to connect with that part of you that's you before you go to anything else. And this is the best way to do healings with people, etc., is to see what's true and right for you. And the only way you're going to know is to go inside of yourself to find out. And your head energy, like I said, that's where entities come into. They can give you thoughts that may sound correct one moment, but might be completely against your morality in the next moment. So you want to go inside of your heart to get your true spiritual guidance. There's no other place you're going to find it. So here we go. So we're bringing more of you into yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so, in a sense, your higher self, that means that what you have inside of you, typically, if you look at that as something being outside of yourself, isn't good enough, in one sense. So, you know, your higher self, you know, that's you. So that's half of you. Remember, you're only here as one half of who your spirit actually is. Your twin flame energy is elsewhere in the universe. So all that you have is half of your energy here. And this is what's so bad about being here. But and I do a healing for that for people to reconnect you to your higher self. I mean, excuse me, to your, which would be your higher self in the totality of what it would be. But your twin flame energy is your other half of you. And I have done a lot of these clearings for people where they're actually connected and they feel much stronger, much more vibrant, because that takes away the loneliness of what you have internally that you're always looking for outside of yourself. So, yes, you want to connect inside. One more clearing here. So we're going to now do some more releasing here. Get rid of these entities. And they're now starting to leave more. Just like most people are probably pretty high in their bodies right now. I'd say you're all at least 55% the way it's feeling to me. We have some that are about up to 85, and that's just phenomenal. So this is a great group tonight. And you should feel, you know, much more together. You should feel a lot heavier in your body because your spirit's with you. And you should have just a lot better consciousness, better psychic abilities. And here comes more of your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now that you're in your body more fully, we're going to have your spirit now come in through your feet. And this will allow you to have more healing in your ankles and feet and legs knees, etc., because your spirit normally doesn't want to go down that low because of the trauma that it's experienced here. So it wants to kind of like be halfway in so it can escape quickly, because naturally this is not an easy place to live. And that's why you leave too, from the pain and trauma. So we're going to take you out of your body momentarily, just briefly, and put you into your feet. So here we go. So you're coming out into your feet and coming up. So feet, ankles, calves, knees, waist, and now you're in. Take you out. Same process. Bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist. There we go. Now in and out and in and out and in and out. You should feel tingles in your legs normally. In and out and in and out. And in and out. You may even feel very grounded if you want to use that terminology. In and out, 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 and in. Now what we're going to do now is put your spirit in your body properly. A lot of people's spirit is not in their body the correct way. You could be tilted to the side a little bit. You could even be upside down. You could be facing backwards. So what we're going to do now is just take you out. There we go. And realign your spiritual blueprint. So you're coming back in perfectly. And now you're coming back in again straight. There we go. This is what Light Ship is doing for you. And you should feel a little more solid in your body. And any questions about that, Sylvia? Do you have any perception there of how you feel now? Did it change at all with you?
Yeah, for me, it's the feeling of kind of a warmth that rushes in when more of your spirit comes into you. And it's just a kind of a great and very comforting feeling to be plugged into your own, you know, and connected to yourself. I think the worst thing is when you're completely out there and you're not connected and you're going through life. It's very difficult because you've lost your connection to your own divinity that way. By getting it back like this, it just feels better and better each time and easier to do each time.
Yeah, so this process that we just got through doing with getting you more into your body is something that you can do yourself. You should be able to do, this energy work as far as bringing back your spirit, calling it back to you. This you should be doing daily. You know, this is your responsibility to be home. No one else can, really do it for you. We can do it here with the Light Ship. You could have other people do it, but basically, you're your own unit, so you want to do it yourself to become more whole and be responsible. And that's where your spiritual guidance is when you're in your body and you can connect inside of your heart. So it's very important to stay home.
And it's very interesting because tonight we're talking about the subject of understanding your own divinity and getting your own spiritual guidance versus adopting various religious beliefs and dogmas that are often brought to us through organized religion. And 2,000 years ago, when the Creation Light Ship was working here with Jesus, when he walked the earth doing his healings and his spiritual teaching, his main teaching was to go within, to get home and, get connected to your own spirit, get your spirit in your body, and go within for your own spiritual truth and your own connection to the divine, and not to worship false gods outside of yourself. And, when he was teaching that, he was majorly bucking the system and going up against the religious leaders of his time, because he realized that people were being sold a bill of goods, basically, by people with vested interests in controlling people's thoughts and beliefs and, of course, in financial gain. And at that time, many of the church leaders of his day were fabulously wealthy, while people in their congregation were impoverished, for example. And Jesus definitely didn't see that as having anything to do with spirituality. So he was really bucking the system. And, this is not about pointing any fingers at churches or saying not to attend church or have religious beliefs. It's just that the Light Ship is here. They're not here to judge your beliefs. They don't require that you have any specific belief system in order to receive your healing. But the message that comes over and over again is to awaken to your own divine spiritual truth within by connecting to your spirit, going within for guidance, releasing judgment, and, you know, healing. And that's what this is all about. So, Ron, do you want to address that a little bit and maybe discuss some of the mind control that sometimes enters into the picture through different dogmas?
Sure. First, I'll work with Teresa here, since she's feeling energy coming into her crown chakra. So what you want to do, Teresa, is just to ask the energies to slow down a little bit here, lighten up. Chances are you probably had problems maybe with your spirit connecting with you in the past, and now it's coming in. So just kind of ask this energy to be taken away a little bit here, and you're probably coming into more awakening, so this energy is probably really strong for you. But always ask to have it turned down if it's a little too much for you. And hope that helps you here. If not, just give me another fast chat here, and we'll just see how you're doing here. So we have another one here. Free from being. Are we free from being? If so, I don't know what that means. Then are the next clearing for maintenance. Do you understand that one from Rebecca, Sylvia?
Rebecca, maybe if you're listening, you could clarify your question a little bit.
Yeah, so basically, there's a lot of information that people have taken on. Naturally, when you're a child, if your parents, you know, had a certain religion that they went to, a certain church, they have a certain belief system, and then from there, you know, you being innocent, take on that belief. And some churches even have you recite an oath to them that church is the best church, or that I believe in this church, or something like that. And at that point, you're connected to an energy field, like I've mentioned before in my shows, which I'll do again here. What we have, in a sense, around us, just making it very simple, are like a lot of clouds up in the sky, which have different pools of energy. And so if you believe that a rock can heal you, okay, everybody who believes that a rock can heal you has that belief, and that'll be up in a certain cloud. If you believe that if you wear, say, green clothing, that it's going to give you good luck and bring lots of money to you, that's another belief. And that also is put up in some cloud someplace. And everybody who has that belief, you know, maybe over the last, say, few thousand years, it'll be up there too. And that's an active energy pool that you can tap into and draw upon. So every belief that's up there that mankind has had, humankind, at that point, that's there, and you can tap into it. So when these people start doing these decrees, and a lot of them, you know, can't work perfectly because, you know, they have good intentions, and that's wonderful. But when you, as a young person, agree to something that you know nothing about, then at that point, you don't know what that energy is attached to. So you could have a person with very, very good intentions down here. They could look like the perfect specimen of humanity, you know, well-dressed, you know, if it's a nice-looking guy, you know, he could be just really great-looking, you know, handsome, and all the women are drawn to him, and he has a certain dogma that he's preaching, and people just fall in love with him, and they start agreeing with his belief system. But you don't know what that person is connected to in the higher consciousness in other dimensions. And this is where you get into trouble, because the dark side, especially now in this last part of the 2,000-year cycle, does not want anybody to ascend. And that's typically why, you know, if you notice in the last probably 20 years, you know, there's so much out there on metaphysics. It's not necessarily that the information wasn't available, you know, 20 years ago. It's just that this is being presented to us. Now, who's presenting it? The creation lightship which created you, everything is free will. So a lot of information is coming through our space brothers, the Galactic Federation, and or negative ETs that are bringing it here, hoping that people will catch on to some kind of attunement that they're doing. by giving them an attunement, they wake up some night and they have this wonderful energy come into them. I think it's, you know, benevolent, and they just love this energy, and it's, you know, holy energy and couldn't be any higher. And it's probably tapped into some other negative ET off in some other dimension, in some other realm where these soulless beings are. And so this person comes to you and talks about this wonderful attunement, and, you know, you naturally pay them money because naturally you have to pay money to make anything worthwhile. And you know, you may want to get a certificate on your wallet to do the same attunement, which taps you into the same energy also. So all of a sudden you do this, and you're actually tapping yourself into the dark side, not realizing it. And everybody who you do attunements on are doing the same thing. This is why I always tell you, go to your spirit first. See if this energy is right for you. Do that drop into your heart center. Because your mind's going to say, oh, man, this is great. Your ego just loves this information. So, you know, you don't want to get tapped into the energy that's of the dark side, even though it may look like light energy. And you may have already done that through religious organizations having you swear that their church is the best one available. What are they tapped into? So the main thing is, you know, is your divinity is with you. You don't need anything else outside of yourself to really believe in or to trust in. And even if you call upon, for instance, the archangels or whatever, and the masters, go to your heart first and have your spirit bring them to you. It's very important information because, remember, the darkness can clone itself as the light and mimic it very nicely. So and I often wondered why, you know, personally, the statues of Mother Mary, they start bleeding blood out of the eyes. I go, well, that seems very strange to me that this beautiful, loving person would do this. You know, and why they're still using the symbol of Jesus on the cross nailed there, you know, with blood, you know, dripping from him. I see a lot of people who have this, like, billboards on their property sometimes, and they'll show a hand reaching out to you with drippings of blood. Why don't they just, you know, do something else that's really positive, you know? So anyway, I just kind of am curious about that, but always go to your heart center. So what else do we have on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Well, Rebecca was clarifying. I think she was asking about the entities.
Are you always free of entities?
As if we're...
That's what I'm reading there. Yeah, entities are all around us. And are you? If you're 100% in your body, then they can't come into you. They could probably attach to your skin, but they can't come into your consciousness, okay? So they can't really enter into you when your spirit's fully in your body. And there's very few people who can actually hold on this planet 100% spirit energy. So, you know, most people, I'll say, are like 25%. Somebody who's doing, you know, fairly well is probably going to be about 60% in their body. But and then what's the remainder of the 60? It's 40% entities. So, yes, it's very hard to hang on to all of that energy. So I guess that leads to the next question here. What does it feel like to be 100% in your body? So I can hold this energy for you for a few minutes here, okay? So what we're going to do now is we're going to have the light ship recreate your spirit, and they're going to bring it down to you. This I do on some of my conference calls, is have you go into your special room where your spirit was created. So what we're going to do now is do this healing for you so you can actually feel what it's like to be completely in your body. And then at that point, this other part of you is going to leave because it's a creation. You have to bring back your own spirit to you that's out there in the universe. But they're going to bring this new creation of you with you right now. So here we go. So what I'm going to do is have the light ship connect to each and every one of you. And they're getting ready right now. And remember, I said this show is always live, so I don't know what's going to happen next here. So we're definitely in the moment. And just sit back and relax. And here comes your spirit into you. So I'm going to count to 10. And I'll put some music on. And during this time, you're going to be fully 100% in your body. And then after the music stops, the part that came from the light ship will have to leave. It can't stay with you because the other part of you is out there in the universe someplace. And it's up to you to bring it back to yourself. So here we go. One, two. two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. So you're now going to be fully in your body. It feels like everybody is at least 95 to 100% in their bodies right now. So go into your heart and ask for spiritual guidance and healing. Wonderful experience for you. It should be. So anything on fast chat and just kind of hold that energy if you like. This is your own divinity now, and we're going to bring back a little bit more of your spirit. So the light ship's going to release this blueprint that it has of you away from you right now. We're going to bring back one more fragment of you. So we're going to bring back another soul retrieval here. So here we go. So clearing away some more of the entities. Most of them have left you, so we're going to call back your spirit. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Beautiful. It's coming into you wonderfully. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There, that should help you people out a whole lot right now. So you should feel pretty dense in your body. You should feel heavy. Your body may be buzzing and tingling. You're a lot more home than what you were when you first came on this show a half an hour ago. and you should feel just this heightened awakening of consciousness. If you notice, you should have more intuitive psychic ability around you. You should be able to kind of like put your energy out to the walls, and you should be able to feel where the wall is. So this is how your spirit is here to help you. It's here to protect your body. And that's why you have a spirit, to protect your body and to give healings. And it's here to be able to look out of your eyes to see one of the universal creations here, which is what we have here on this planet and all the things on it, and what you can do to actually do your own creations here in the light energy. So remember, all that you work with here is light energy, whether it's a rock or paints or molding clay. This is all created from the light. So you're working with light energy throughout your whole lifetime. So anything on Fast Chat that we need to talk about, Sylvia? Did we get all the questions answered?
Yeah, we have a wonderful question from Kyle about, he'd like some pointers on getting more in our bodies. And I know you've talked about that before, and it was really wonderful one time when the light ship was communicating to you and was saying, you know, do you talk to your spirit every day? Do you tell your spirit that you love it, and do you communicate with it and you know, make space for it every day and invite it into you? And I know you've talked about empowering your spirit to, you know, have it remove any entities for you every day and come, you know, and just ask it to come more into you. So any other pointers that people can use to get more in their spirits or more in their bodies every day?
Well, the way you could tell quickly, just pinch yourself, okay? And as you pinch yourself slowly, and don't feel too much, that really hurts, but that pinch is going to give a signal to your spirit that's out of your body to come back to you. Remember, I said your spirit is here to protect your body. So when it feels that pain energy a little bit, it has to come back because it may think that you're in trouble, so it's going to come back to see what's going on and look out of your eyes to find out what situation you're involving yourself into and if it's going to be detrimental to you. What we can do, too, is another exercise for healing here. And this is a wonderful exercise. This will get you into your body really quickly. And what I'd like you all to do, we did this before a few times, what I want you to do is to put your hands in front of you, like you're doing a prayer, in front of your heart center, in front of your chest, and move your hands apart after you do this, and then come back in again, maybe go body width or more, and come back in and kind of feel that invisible ball tension. It might be pretty charged up, so it may be further out than you think. Remember, your body will tell your hands where to go to. This is not a mental exercise. And typically, we've already got you more in your body, but let's just say you started off fresh, okay? And you did it maybe tomorrow after you wake up. So your hands will probably be between 2 to probably 4 inches apart. And what you want to do then, which you can do right now, is move your hands further apart than where they were. Remember, you're feeling this invisible ball tension. And you want to say an affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll just repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. You may want to write that down. It's very simple. And each time you say it, move your hands further apart about an extra foot, and then come back in again slowly, and you're going to see that the energy is built between the palm of your hands. Remember, you're using your chakras and your hands to sample the energy. So let's do it together here about 10 times in unison. And each time, put your hands further apart. And you're going to find that your hands are going to go straight out, you know, parallel with your body here. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Let's be out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And keep on sampling. I now increase my life force energy. Pull your hands back and come in. I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. And I'm already charged up the first two times. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Let's do it five more times here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And one more. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, so how do you feel, Sylvia?
It feels really good. You know, it's really interesting how you can feel with the palms of your hands exactly where that kind of bubble of energy extends to.
So just do that, if you would. You want to say it out loud. It's not a mental exercise. Remember, you're working on the earth plane. So, and that's in the physical, so you don't want to do physical words for it. So anyway, do it typically four or five times a day. It only takes a few minutes to do, and you're going to find yourself really charged up with this life force energy of your spirit. So I think we have another question from Teresa here. Do we go out of our body every night? Yeah, and you do go out of your body at night, but your spirit knows how to seal your body, how to protect it when it leaves. Remember, when you're not conscious, it doesn't have any reason to be with you. And that's also true. If you get drunk, you're not conscious and has no reason to be with you either. But when you're awake doing stuff like that, if you're out of your body, then that's not good because you have no spiritual guidance, no spiritual morals in a sense as far as feedback from your spirit. So it can't help you at all because you're blocked to it and you actually shoved it out of your body. You forced it out because you're not being conscious. So that's why taking drugs is so bad for people, because you're actually extricating your spirit from you. You know, you're forcing it out of your body against its will. So that's kind of the way that happens. But yeah, when you're sleeping, you know, you're not walking around physically. You're not going to get hurt in bed, so it can leave you and go out and whatever it does. So anyway, it's not with you, but that's not a bad thing. But it is there, and it does come back to you when you wake up. So anything else on the archives here, Sylvia? And then we'll do an energy charging here of this light being here.
Great. I was hoping we could do that next. Yes, I think we have one question from Larry that we didn't address, and he's asking, do we attract more dark side because we work with creation?
Okay. Want to repeat that again, Sylvia?
I believe he's asking if we, as we do this work with the creation lightship, do we attract more of the dark side to us?
Typically not, no, because you're bringing in more light energy to yourself, okay? The dark's already with you. And so what you're doing is you're bringing in more light frequency to hold more of your spirit with you, which is not of the darkness, it's of the light, so... what I will say, though, is if you do get out there too much and you start talking a lot about the light and you put your head above the foxhole, basically, you can have psychic hits from the dark side and have trouble. So I will say that is true. But as long as you don't go out and, preach to all your friends about how wonderful the light is and get them to change their consciousness, much like Jesus did, you won't have any dark side hits on you.
And we have a couple other questions, too, that just popped in that are good questions. One from Rebecca, which is, will the archive show do the same thing as tonight's show?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, so pretty much anything besides the actual times when Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship for healing will work on the archives for you. So that's a wonderful way to help yourself during the day or when it's a day that the show's not on to get more in your body and to have healing.
Yes, but the whole thing is to really get kind of weaned off of me helping you all the time, to do it yourself, because like I said, it's your responsibility. And that's what Jesus taught, too, was, he showed people how to do these things through his different healings that he offered. And then from there, you're able to do it yourself to get into your body. So that's the most critical thing that we have now, is to get back into our body to, you know, get in touch with our own spiritual identity.
And then our friend in Michigan is asking, is our spirit with us in our dreams then?
That's a good question. I would probably say no to that one. That's probably your thoughts, your mind going into the dream state, not your spirit, because your spirit only works in the now. And dreams don't always work that way. So dreams are just a projection, and they're probably being projected from the matrix, which is why sometimes, and you may have all noticed this at times, you kind of, you know, you're dreaming at night, you wake up the next morning, and you just feel exhausted. But like you actually lived a lifetime, you know, another lifetime, and now you woke up, and now you have to perform, and you go, man, I'm just so tired. Well, what happened was you were actually probably out there with your consciousness doing all these things, not allowing your body to go through a healing process. And so I think there's probably some type of your emotional body was out there doing work, so you're emotionally drained, which brought the energy into your body. And the emotions are what you're dealing with, mainly in this lifetime. And the emotions, you know, need life force energy from you, along with the entity. So you probably got drained by doing all these things in your dream state. So I hope that answers your question for you. But I don't see your spirit being a co-creator of dreams. So I would say probably not.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to think of what it is that's happening there. And I wonder, is there a way that we can, when we go to sleep at night, kind of just make sure that we're more just allowing our bodies to rest and heal?
Well, you could always ask to have your spirit stay with you, that it can't leave your body, that you want to have it in you to heal. And then another question here, how does the dark mimic the light if it isn't true light? Well, if there's no way for us to perceive the difference of true light and non-true light. So typically the darkness can mimic maybe 99.99999% of that. But to our own energy systems here, it'll still look like light energy. So it's very hard for us to discern that. But the light knows if it's not light or not, because there's a spirit in it. So the only way you're going to know is if there's a spirit in this energy that you're working with. You know, is it created by the light? Because all light produces spirits, different intensities, different types of spirits, but everything from the light has a spirit in it. So light itself is spirit.
So how about one more question before we before you activate the light being, and this is from Teresa, and she's asking if you could speak about the Immaculate Conception healing that you do.
Okay, that's a beautiful healing. What happens is I go back, this is with the light ship doing the work, and we go back to typically 10 months, and we clear away your mother's emotional and father's emotional energies 10 months back, and then we also do their mental energies, the same process, and then from there I go, each person's a little different, but typically it'd be 10 months, maybe to 10 weeks, maybe down to 1 month. And we go down different sequences like that, maybe down to 1 millisecond, and then we go into the actual conception of who you are. And what this does, you see, you don't know what state of mind, we'll say, or emotional stability your parents were in at the time that you were conceived. And so when the light ship comes in, these energies are completely cleared. So it's a union of basically three energies in the sperm and the egg. The one energy would be naturally your spirit, and the other two is the energy of the sperm and the egg from your parents. And so it takes away those energies that would be hampering the light energy from coming into the sperm and the egg. So you're actually conceived in divine energy at that point with the ship energy there, holding the space of divinity for all three of these energies to merge into one, which is you, your physical body. It's a wonderful healing.
So in a sense,
and it can rewrite your whole history of this lifetime, because now you have light where it wasn't in light before.
So in a sense, it's like being reborn without the densities that were there before, just in pure light.
Yes.
Wow.
That's true. You're born in pure light.
Wonderful. Well, how about if we activate this wonderful, beautiful light being on the screen for people?
Okay, and that's good. We do have another on the fast chat here. Connect to your heart center, and it will tell you if it's of the light. So that's, you know, that was a question that I believe Kyle asked about the light energy. How do you know if it's, if light's being mimicked by the darkness? So, yeah, that's correct. Okay, so here we go. So you have this light being in front of you here, and we're going to have her come in and activate the energy. And this will be one of the light beings from the ship. And here she comes. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. This takes about a half a minute to do. And she's now energizing the rays on her, around her head there. You might see them changing color slightly. And if you're a little skeptical, you might just move your head away from the monitor and now look at it and look at it and move it away and then look at it again. And you're going to see that it's changing slightly. You could even blink your eyes now and then. From what I understand from most people who talk with me, they're kind of enamored or kind of mesmerized as she gets activated because the energy is so beautiful, they have a hard time taking their eyes off of the monitor. And you feel this energy go right into your heart when she gets energized. Because remember, the light ship does not work with mind energy. They work with heart energy. So this is all strictly a heart-to-heart connection. And she may start to look a little more three-dimensional for you as she'll start to lift off the monitor screen a little bit. Get a little more presence, a little more fullness to her. And she's now activated. So how does she look to you, Sylvia?
Oh, beautiful. There's definitely, when she was being activated, more color coming in and just a lot of light streaming off of her face. And what I like to do sometimes, and other people might do this also, especially if you're a feeling person, is you can sometimes just even shut your eyes and put your hands in front of you, kind of in front of the screen, rather. And when she's, as she's being activated, you can just feel the energy, like Ron said a minute ago, pouring into your heart center and pouring into your palm chakras there, and it should feel like it's really expanding and opening up the energy there for you.
Okay, so we're going to just put some music on for everyone here, and she'll do some healing with you. Remember, you have to ask for healing. Request maybe one or two things. And you may feel the energy move into your body right now as she does some healing work with you. You can also connect with her in your heart if you wish. like everybody, if you're kind of relaxed now, but I would like you in the next 5 minutes to get a glass of water. And we'll do a water charging up on the light ship with some of the water doctors there. This is what we do on a four-hour call on Saturdays once a month, which is $60. And we also do it on Wednesday nights for $60 for the whole month. Every Wednesday night we have a special water charging. The session's 1.5 hours in length. And we have healing and also water charging on that. So everything is very, very affordable for people. So what we're going to do next is look for any questions here that we may have on fast chat. Anything that's come in, Sylvia?
Oh, well, there's definitely people commenting on the light being and how wonderful it is to have her with us tonight, so that's great. I don't see any questions, though.
Okay.
But we are getting to almost 10.
Yep, we're getting close to the light ship, so we'll just have people get their single glass of water. 8 ounces is very adequate.
Maybe while we're waiting for people to get their water, we could say a little bit more about this wonderful opportunity that's coming up July 21st. You mentioned a minute ago about the Saturday conference call that you do once a month, and that's coming up July 21st at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And if you haven't been on one of those before, I really recommend calling Ron and getting hooked up to that. Like he said, it's only $60 for the whole four-hour healing session, and it is something that you truly do not want to miss. It is just amazing what kinds of healings happen on that. So it's wonderful. Can't say enough about it. So I hope some of you will join us for that, or all of you will join us for that this coming July 21st.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is a chakra alignment for everyone before we go to the light ship here. So, again, just kind of sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You really can't help anyway. Just be there and relax. And here we go. Going to your heart center and moving that around a little bit. That looks perfectly fine right now. Throat chakra, yeah, the light beings did quite a nice job on you. Fifth chakra is good. Sixth is good. Yeah, everything seems to be pretty much in place here. I'm just checking everybody there. We'll do an opening now. So heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up, so here we go. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. So now you're kind of prepared. We're going to do a drop you down into your heart center with your consciousness here, next here. So here we go. You can visualize if you like, and you don't want to meditate. None of these sections that I do, you don't want to meditate and go out of your body. You want to be completely alert and awake. So you can visualize, though, an elevator in your head. We'll say that's where your consciousness resides, and we'll go down to your heart center with it. So your head is the 10th floor, and the first floor is your heart. So we're going to drop down, and here we go. 10, 9, 8, going into your heart, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now you should feel like your thinking is in your heart center, your consciousness is there. And it's like Kyle asked if the water will allow you to feel this probably the way you do now. The water is used for detoxification. It's used to bring in more light energy into your cells. And you can also use the same water, if you wish, to go into your bath water a little bit. So you may want to save a little bit out of the water to do that with. So here we go. So I'll explain how this works for the people that have never been on the light ship before. The light ship is between, we'll say, time and space. It's multidimensional, and we're taken up to the light ship and we're not here. So naturally, we think that we're solid and that we're here all the time, but we're really a vibration and we're being turned off and on and off and on continuously. So it's much like in the old days or even now, maybe having a strobe. And you know how maybe going to parties, you can see the strobe disc work. Your hand is one place and the strobe's lit and it goes out and you move your hand over and it comes on again and it changed location. Well, where was your hand when the strobe was turned off? Well, it was still, you know, there, but it was gone. So the light ship takes you up when you're not here. This is kind of the way of describing it here. So when you're here, you're here. When you're not here, you're there. So here we go. This beautiful light being is going to connect with you now on your monitor screen. And you may start to feel this beautiful white light tunnel coming around you. And if you have any animals or pets that you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we're now going up to the light ship, and we're there, and we're being greeted by the light beings that are there. If you're a seer or feeler, you may be able to sense the energy. It's very, very high frequency, and they're doing a body scan on us right now. This scan is allowing us to for them to find out who we are, and then we can also tell the light beings what our physical problems are. And we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And this room is where we're at free choice to select our doctor teams. The light beings on the light ship are either angels, masters, and some saints, or they could be other beings that have been incarnated, and this is their first incarnation for doing healing for the ascension that the whole universe is going through. And we're just one particular life form that they're working with. So we're in this room right now where we're conferencing with these light beings. You're up there actually talking to them physically, just like you're here talking to somebody in your room. And you maybe use a mental telepathy though. And now we're going into the first room. And this room is where they're going to start to release from us physical body pain. I'll just comment on the doctor teams. Almost all of them are male doctors, and they're in groups of three. So in this room, there's many, many different types of healing modalities. Some are kind of similar to what we have down here, and most of them are technologies that don't exist here. But you're at free choice to select what teams are going to be working with you and also what their technologies are. So we're in this room now, and you're at free choice, and you're selecting. And just kind of sit back and relax now and request your healing if you have any physical body pain with you. So what we're going to do also down here is bring in some beautiful energy from the light ship. And we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And this is her first energy of her creation from the light ship. So it's a very, very pure energy. And she'll come into your living room. These energies come in through your roof, typically, from your ceiling. And they'll kind of move around in your room. And you're going to probably feel the presence of this beautiful energy with you. Sometimes these beings will maybe appear in a silhouette, or they may bring in colors into your room. And sometimes you may actually have the fragrance of different types of roses, flowers, things like this coming into your room also when they appear. So here comes Mother Mary. So we're going to have her come a little stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just kind of sit back and request your healings. Remember, the light ship always sees you perfect. So if you want to change your perfection from one thing to the next, then just request healing right now. And we'll be back in about a minute or so here. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to another location on the light shift. And we're going to do some water charging right now. So take your glass of water and put it between your hands. And we're now going into another room. This is where they have a very large swimming pool. And in the swimming pool is a liquid light energy water. It's silver, and it sparkles like diamonds. It's very, very beautiful. It's very transparent, has no weight to it. And you're now in the water swimming. And coming to you now are the beautiful dolphins. These are the dolphin light beings that are going to be helping you charge your water. And they'll be charging it with you. So, again, put one hand on each side of your water container. And you may feel this energy change instantly now. So here we go, and I'll see you back in about a minute here or so. Fully charged right now, so just take and have a sip of it and see how it tastes for you. I'm going to have mine right now also. Yeah, mine's very wet. How's yours, Sylvia?
It's very silky tonight. It's really smooth.
Yep. So we'll go to another location now. This room is going to be the room where they have the beautiful amethyst shield. There's a lot of rooms up there, but we're just seeing mainly rooms that are typically 3D related here. And so this room is very high energy. It's like a large shield. We're in the center of it. It's probably about 15 to 18 feet across. We're levitating. And I want to bring in down here the beautiful energy of the crystal geode for us to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healings. other location, and this, we're going to be working with our joints of our body and our ligaments and muscles and tendons. So again, request your healing now if you have any concerns there. Another location, and we're going to go in the room where Saint Germain is. So it's this beautiful violet energy. So we're in this room right now. We're going to bring in this violet energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, ask Saint Germain for healing and guidance. Remember, you want to be in your heart when you ask these questions, so this is how he will connect to you in your heart center. Another room now. This is where the room where Jesus is. And so you're going into this room right now. So open your heart up. And we're in there right now and have this wonderful experience. So we'll now come back here where we're first going to the orientation room, where we're thanking these beautiful doctor teams for working with us tonight. And if we brought any animals or pets up, they're now coming back to us right now from the animal light ship that's doing healing work with them. It's a special light ship for animals. And they're now placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy that you can utilize for the next 5 days for additional healings that they performed on you tonight. If you need a little more assistance, it'll help you with this here. And you will not be going to the light ship. You can only go when I'm live on this show with you. So this portion will not work on the archives. But you will have the energy from the light being on the screen activated, and she'll be on for another half an hour after we sign off here. So you can request additional healing from her if you like, and just be in the bliss of her beautiful love energy. So they're getting ready to bring us back down here through this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. So this is what I do on Mondays and Friday nights. It's $20 for an hour session. It's much like this one here where you have healings. And it's just so blissful, so enjoyable. You know, it's really, there's no words for it. We do other sessions too, but this is what you can experience if you choose to want to have more light frequency in your body, because you're up there with the light beings that created you, and they do lots and lots of work with you to integrate more light into your physical structure. So but this is your choice. Not everybody, you know, does this because they don't just want to do it. So it's up to you to take that choice to want to connect with the higher aspects, you know, of you. And, you know, Rabbi Abels will say with the master, saints, and angels. So it's quite wonderful to do this. So, Sylvia, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling just absolutely peaceful and wonderful. And, again, I can't believe that it's already 20 past 10. The hour just flew by and then some. And I just want to say thank you to everyone for being with us. I just love being here with you. And thank you, Ron, for the wonderful healings and the light ship and the light doctors. Thank them also. Such a rare and wonderful treat and opportunity for us to have these healings. And thank you so much.
Okay, so we'll see you on Monday. And we will have a show also on this coming Wednesday, the 4th of July show. So we will be on the BBS radio at that time at 7 p.m. and Monday is at 4, so if you're back east, you won't have to be up as late. So we'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.